Hi, Mark Ravisky here for Parables That Preach, a podcast for preachers. Today is Friday, August 6th, 2021, and this episode is called Identity Theft. Where is your identity? How can you figure out your identity if you don't know? James Clear wrote the book Atomic Habits. And in that book, he makes a very insightful observation. He says that our identity is expressed in our daily habits. The type of person you are is proved out by the things that you do. There's a lot of truth to what he says. However, changing our identity requires a change in our habits. And changing our habits requires changing how we view our identity. Consider this. There are two people who are smokers, and they're both trying to quit. The first one is offered a cigarette, and he says, "No thanks, I'm trying to quit." The second one says, "No thanks, I'm not a smoker." What's the difference? The first one acknowledges he's still a smoker. It's still part of his identity and who he is. He's just trying to avoid it. The second one says, "That's not part of who I am anymore." That's not to say there won't be a relapse or a challenge in the future. What it does say is that as he moves forward, his identity will no longer be in the habit he is trying to break, but in the person he wishes to become, a non-smoker. How about in your life? What habits have you tried to break? Or what habits have you tried to start? And how well has it gone? Maybe you've struggled with those areas because you're going about it the wrong way. James Clear says the right way is figure out the identity, the person you wish to become. What is the identity you want to hold? And then figure out what that person would do. For example, if you wanted to lose weight, another example James Clear uses, don't say, "I want to lose 100 pounds. You say, "I want to be a healthy person." And so every decision you make each day, ask yourself the question, is this what a healthy person would do? Eventually, as those decisions add up, your identity will be revealed as that of a healthy person. In the book of James, he writes to us, "Do not be deceived. Do not merely listen to God's word. Do what it says." Do not merely listen to God's word. Do what it says. Our identity is in Christ and it's wonderful. But we need to have actions in our lives that reveal our identity truly is in Christ. This is not about salvation. This is about living out what we believe in our hearts and in our minds. This has been Mark Ravisky for Parables That Preach. Until next time, preach the word.